talked a little bit about media, corporate media, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about your experiences with alternative media, and particularly right now in the context of what's happening with KPFA in Berkeley, a 50-year-old radio station, sort of the mother of many community radio stations, having a very deep, basic struggle now between the governing board of directors of Pacifica Foundation making decisions which many, almost all broadcasters and listeners are opposed to, sort of top-down decision-making, corporate style, as those people see. And in that context, something, one of the things that's happening is a process of fear and intimidation. There are armed security guards at the door of KPFA. Can you talk a little bit through your experiences with KVMR, KMUD, KZYX, and all sorts of other alternative media, can you talk a little bit about where you see the strengths of alternative media and where you see the problems or what could happen? What's happening at KPFA?
Yeah, the alternative media was my training ground, you know. It was alternative radio was the only ones who would let me talk in the beginning. And the first person I spoke with, actually spoke with, was Annie Esposito at KZYX. And that was when I was at the top of the tree, December 11th, the first morning, stranded without a harness, under attack. Pacific Lumber climber Dan climbing up a tree right back here that we were attached to, cutting a line with an activist attached. They were cutting the babies off of Luna's trunk. All this insanity going on, and I'm stuck at the top going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, you know, because I couldn't go anywhere. At that time, I wasn't confident enough to climb around without a harness. I'd been up here for one night, you know, and I had spent 2 weeks in November, but this was the very first morning on my third and final sit, and I was nowhere near comfortable climbing around without safeties, especially under attack. And the only thing I knew to do was to pull out this little sheet of 8 media contacts that we had and pull out the cell phone. And it was so funny because I dialed a number and it was an answering machine. And so I was just rambling. I don't even know what. I was just panicking and panicking, going, this is Julia. Or I think I said, I don't think I even said my name. I just said, you know, I'm up in a tree, I'm an activist up in a tree in Pacific Lumber City, they're climbers and they're cutting the trees down, you know, like that. And I just wanted you to be aware. And then I thought I hung it up. I don't know how to use technology. I didn't even know how to turn a cell phone off. So I thought I turned it off, and so I was looking at the next number, and I picked it up to call the next number, and I heard, hello? Hello? And I was like, hello? She said, you just called me? And I said, I did. And she said, this is Annie. And I said, Annie, KZYX. Oh, yeah. And that was my first media. Me blabbering in a total chaotic panic, not knowing what to say. And she
You've
was...
You've come a long way.
Now I still blabber a lot,
but I know what to say.
And that was my first experience, and then, and it was radio, KVMR, KZYX, and KMUD. Those are the three media, radio, and...
And we've all stuck with you this whole
time. The whole time.
And I made it up here! Okay, reflections on the strengths and the weaknesses of alternative media.
Right. The strengths are that the listeners are who support alternative media. Not the corporations, hopefully not the corporations, but the listeners. And because of that, you have a chance to hear what's really happening in our world. Not you have a chance to hear what corporate consumeristic society wants you to hear, but you get to hear what's really happening. And you get to hear it from people who are there. Not some analyst sitting in an office, you know, looking at media that's come through a filter, deciding that they know what's really happening, but people who are there, people who are out in the forest, people who are out in the trenches, people who are there in Kosovo watching the bombs explode, watching little children pick up those, whatever those bombs are,
the cluster bombs,
and blow themselves up. You hear about those things that you will never hear about in mainstream press. And it's vital. People don't realize what they have in alternative press. I know what we have because I've seen what mainstream media has done to my words and to my action. And I see how alternative media treats it in its totally different world, opposite ends of the spectrum. And so the strength of alternative media is the strength that we as individuals have in creating the world we wish to see. Because in creating change, the first thing you have to have is information. You have to have information, then you have to have some form of inspiration to make you feel empowered to take some kind of action. And once you take that action, you create the change. Well, mainstream media is misinforming and disempowering through their misinformation, as well as by saying, don't worry about it. The government's taking care of it. You know, no, herbicides don't cause cancer. Don't believe those people. Those environmentalists, nothing's ever good enough for them. That's mainstream media. And so alternative media informs you, gives you real information, and oftentimes gives you the inspiration you need to get to realize you can make a difference, because you do make a difference, and empower you to get involved in your community. The community radio is about community. And the community of our local communities and the ripple of the greater community of the entire planet. But we do have to decide how much worth we believe alternative media is. I see it as our only hope. That without our alternative media, no one's going to have a clue. Everybody's going to be cattle marching up to the trough to eat the biogenetically altered fodder that is spewed out by the government in the mainstream media, and they'll munch it and they'll fall right in line and they'll go back out, and it's horrifying to think of a world without a press that can't be bought. And that then is the weakness, knowing what's going on with KPFA. It's being bought out, and you see what's happening as a result. I think at this point, a lot of people have been calling in and saying, we're not going to give you our money because we don't support you anymore. And then some of the DJs and reporters and things are saying, no, send your money in. You know, we don't want the station to go under. But our money speaks volumes in today's world. That's what shapes our world. Whether it's 50 cents or $50 or $50,000, every penny is shaping our world. And I think it's vital that the people who support it take the support back, to continue supporting the truth, continue supporting the DJs, the hosts, the hostesses, the reporters, the whole thing, but to take the monetary support back, because ultimately that affects that top to bottom routine, and that's the only way it's going to work. And ultimately, if they decide they don't want to do it right, I think all of those listener supporters need to pull all their money together and do another station. Just say, fine, you want a corporate top to bottom run radio station? You can have it. It's just a name. But you're not going to warp our essence. You're not going to warp our foundation of the truth because it's the right thing to do. You're not going to warp our taking a stand for what we believe in just because it hurts your feelings. And the listeners who have supported that radio can take their money back and support a new station if that's what it takes. And the listeners, if every, you know, on their lunch break, need to go stand outside that station in solidarity with the people who are doing it right and really get behind it. If this is truly a community radio, then the community right here, right now, it's time to get involved.